Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
In time for Carl B. Phillips and friends meeting in the air. My name is the X-Man, and this is Real Gospel.
I was in a Sunday afternoon service, and one of the mothers stood up and said, "Saints, it's gonna be a meeting in the air." When the mother said that, it reminded me of what the Bible says: "The dead in Christ shall rise first, and those that are alive and remain shall meet the Lord in the air." It's gonna be a meeting in the air. All the saints will be there. Those that died in them, those that are alive and remain, shall meet the Lord in the air. Sing it again, children. Gonna be a meeting. Hallelujah. All the saints are gonna be there. Those that died in them, those that are alive and remain, shall meet the Lord in the air. I wanna be in the meeting. I wanna be in that meeting. I wanna be in the meeting when all the saints get home. At the separation of the right and the wrong, I got to be in that meeting around the throne. Gonna be a meeting. All the saints will be there. To heaven, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Gonna be a meeting. All the saints will be there. Those that died in Him, those that are alive, remain, shall meet the Lord in the air. I don't mean to be nosy. I don't mean to be nosy. But anybody going back to Jesus? Anybody going back to Jesus? Anybody going back to Jesus? When He comes again, anybody going back to Jesus? 'Cause you've been free from sin. Anybody going back to Jesus? When He comes back with a shout. Anybody going back to Jesus? When He comes back in the cloud, it's gonna be a meeting. Trouble will be over. Heartaches will be over. There'll be no more crying when we get in that meeting. There'll be no more dying when we get in that meeting. No more heartaches when we get in that meeting. No more tears. We're getting that meeting. No more fears. We're getting that meeting. No diabetes. No high blood pressure. On the resurrection day, I'm gonna walk through the pearly gates. I'm gonna walk the streets of gold. I'm gonna touch some precious stones. There won't be no days, and there won't be no nights. For the glory of the Lord will be shining bright. I'm gonna see Jesus. One that went away to prepare for me a place so that I can be with him always. They'll be singing, when I get in that meeting. They'll be shouting, when I get in that meeting. They'll be dancing, when I get in that meeting. Come on, clap your hands. Come on, clap your hands. Some of y'all still not dancing. Dance like you're gonna dance when you get the glory. Come on, dance.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm always honored when I've got company in the studios, when people of God think enough of me to come by the studio and just spend some time with me. But it's not about me, it's about you. I want to say thank you so much to Mr. Carl B. Phillips. Thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
Oh, it is an honor to be here, X-Men, in this great show, talking about gospel music, talking about the music that we're doing right now. So I'm honored that I can come and spend this time with you.
Amen, amen. So you're in town from Detroit.
Detroit, yes, okay. Sir.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Now, I'm enjoying your project, which is called Carl B. Phillips and Friends, Great Rain.
Great rain. Okay. Came straight out the scriptures.
Okay.
The prophet had prayed to God and asked God for rain. And because God had shut the heavens up and it didn't rain. So he kept praying and God said he was going to send the rain. And he sent the servant to the sea six times. Mm-hmm. Nothing happened. But on the seventh time, he came back with a report. I see a cloud about the size of a man's hand. Get ready for a great rain. That's how the song was inspired, simply out of the scriptures.
Amen. Elisha. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's
yes.
Right. That's right. Yes. I love the Book of Kings. That's my book. dealing with the great prophets and kingdoms and very interesting about God's people. Your CD project is a project where when I listen to your voice, you exuberate an awesome ability to get people to praise the Lord. So I always like to start my interviews off this way, assuming that there's a new convert to Christ listening to us right now. Talk to us about who Carl B. Phillips is and how, you know, you first discovered the Lord and how did it all happen for you?
Interesting question. I found God in high school. I remember praying and asking God that I wanted more out of him. And a friend of mine took me to a holiness church, and I was 16 years old, and I'm still a part of that same church 40 years later. So you have to seek God, and once you seek God, God will allow you to find him. Ask God to send you to the right ministry that allow you to grow. And the other thing that I've learned, you need to stay under somebody. You can't be going from church to church to church to church. Find someone that can father you in the gospel. So that's the advice I would give to someone that's newly saved. Find someone that you can sit under, that you can learn from, and that you can grow from.
Amen. So high school. So you discovered a holiness church in high school?
Holiness church in high school. Yes, sir.
Now, I'm only saying that because a lot of in today's time in society, there are a lot of ministries that don't believe in holiness. That's your practice. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with the way you're doing things. I'm only making a point here because for a young man, right? High school, teenager, to have a zest and zeal for the Lord. Did you grow up in church? I mean, how did that happen? How did you end up going to church at that time?
I was at a church and I joined the high school gospel choir.
Oh.
And my high school gospel choir introduced me to holiness. There were some members in there.
But why the high school gospel choir?
Because I love gospel. I've always loved gospel music.
But did you grow up in church?
I started church when I was 11 years old.
Okay, so your parents brought you
My parents took me to church, but you know, as a young person, I wasn't impressed.
Got you.
But when I got in high school, I remember I was listening to James Cleveland, Jesus is the Best Thing, one Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah.
And I was getting ready for church, and I said to myself, I want to be able to have that testimony that Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. And that started my pursuit of God simply by hearing that song on a Sunday morning.
Wow. Wow. And, you know, those were some special times back when James Cleveland was really hot, and Pastor Shirley Caesar and some of those traditional gospel artists. It just seemed like the music was just, that's what, you know, when I hear you sing, you embody a lot of that era. Within, you know.
You know, like, because I grew up in that era.
Yeah.
I grew up, you know, hearing the Mighty Clouds of Joy on Sunday morning.
Yeah, man.
Because, you know, Detroit, you know, Sunday morning radio, sitting in the backseat of my parents' car, hearing gospel music, not knowing the impact it would have on my life down the road. So that's what I grew up listening to, that traditional sound. And then in the Holiness Church, we had testimony service. I learned a lot about church in leading testimony service.
Wow.
You know, I was testimony service leader. So a lot of what I know how to do now, I learned how to do it in testimony service.
Wow. So when did you know that you had the gift to sing, and how did that lead to you getting a record deal?
Well, you know what? I share this. I waited 40 years before I put my project out.
Wow.
And the Lord blessed me where I could put it out independently.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I would submit my music to people and they would treat me like it wasn't good enough for them.
Yeah.
I would get rejected a lot.
Wow.
But God allowed me to enjoy this season where I could put it out, that I own everything, no contract with anybody.
Yeah.
All the responsibility is me.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for that. But I remember the times when people would laugh at me singing.
Wow.
I remember the time that people would laugh at my songwriting. But now God has blessed me. Some of the same songs I was sharing with the singers tonight at the recording, some of the same songs on there, other artists rejected, are now the songs that people are going crazy over. So I've learned.
Won't he do it?
Won't he will. That's what Anita Wilson say. Won't he will. Yes, yeah. So, I mean, I've just learned that you have to wait on your season.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because you've got 12 great cuts. So it's, who are the friends?
Well, you know, it was interesting. When I got ready to do the project, I didn't have any singers. I didn't have any musicians. All I had was a dream.
Yeah.
So I just started calling people in the city. I went to my assistant minister of music and asked him to be the MD, Brandon Holland.
Yeah.
So he pulled the band together. And I just started calling singers from the city. These singers had worked with some of the best. They're background singers for the Clark Sisters, for Karen, for Vanessa Bell, for Fred Hammond. They had worked with some of the best, but no one had given them the opportunity to be put out front. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to call. I had some people tell me, no, some people wouldn't return my phone call, but these singers returned my call. We came together on a Saturday night, and the rest is history.
Wow. So God bless you, friends, for supporting the vision of God and standing by the man of God, because this is a music ministry. And I always say all the time, even with this gospel program, that I'm just a vessel. I'm here to sort of hear what real gospel is and share it with the people, because oftentimes I was listening to gospel programs that just didn't seem like it was doing God's work. I'm just going to leave it there. But so that's what, you know, I'm just doing what God has asked me to do. So you're obviously the writer on all the songs?
Yeah, I'm the co-writer on all the songs.
Wow.
All the songs came out of my head, and I worked with my MD to put the music together.
Okay.
We kind of had a joke because everybody had a lane, and we all had to stay in our own lane to make sure that the project was successful. I wanted the project out like a week after it was recorded.
Gotcha.
My MD was like, no, be patient, Carl. So it took some time before we put the project, because we wanted to make sure that it was right. So I said everybody had the area that they worked in, and we had to learn to work together in order for it to be successful.
Gotcha. So who's your MD?
Again, his name is Brandon Holland.
Okay.
Awesome young man out the city of Detroit.
Gotcha. And shout out to the friends. I'm not going to ask him to call your names up, because there's quite a few of you on the CD cover. So you'll have to get the CD, and I'm talking to the listeners now. You have to get the CD so you can see who they are. But there are quite a few of them on the cover, and I would hate for him to leave somebody's name out. So we're not going to do that, but we're all going to give a shout out to and friends. So we'll leave it at that. What song, because I'm definitely loving the music that we've been hearing, what inspired you in terms of the different songs? Where did that come from at different times?
Well, most of the songs on the project are probably about 10 years old.
Uh-huh.
And it was during a really trying time in my personal life. I was going through a divorce. Gotcha. My first time being out on my own.
Gotcha.
And really learning God for myself.
Yeah, yeah.
The song that you've been playing, I Know What God Did Last Summer.
Yeah.
I was in a trying time. And I mean, I was staying in a place on my own for the first time. I left, left my mother's house in the marriage.
Yeah.
So, and I was lonely. I was a place that had roaches, which I'd never experienced before. But in that season, I was able to write, I Know What God Did Last Summer. And if he could do it last summer, then I know he can do it again.
And it's always awesome when you get music that is birthed out of personal experience. And you never lose your place in knowing who God is.
Right.
Because that's where it comes from. It can't come if you are not with God anymore. You can get mad at him. You can doubt him. But the ability to pin all that while you're going through is a testimony that even in the midst of those times that God is still at work.
Yes.
And so that's why I love that song. When I first heard it, I was like, wow. But yet you were still able to sing it with such power and anointing that once you listen to the words, you go, wow, he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
This is not something that was thrown together and for the sake of the record label, and you come in and bring a super producer over some beats and just, we can definitely feel it. And that's why those of you listening right now, that's why you should check him out, Carl B. Phillips. In town from Detroit, Michigan, is there anyone you want to give a shout out to from Detroit?
You know, I got to give a shout out to all of these great singers that are on the project, to the musician staff that work, to the producer, Greg Pearson from Intercourt Music Group.
Yeah.
Greg encouraged me because I was scared to do this project. And one day he just called me like, Carl, come bring me some money so we can get this started.
Yeah.
So just everybody that worked on the project.
Yeah.
My pastor, Bishop Carl Holland.
Okay.
Again, I've been under his ministry for 40
years.
What's
the name of the church?
The church is Greater Christ Temple, and we're in Ferndale, Michigan, a suburb of, of Detroit. I'm blessed to be able to serve as the minister of music for the church and also as the national minister of music of our national organization, the Pentecostal Assembly of Believers.
I've heard of you all. And so what are the service times?
Our service times are Sunday, 11:30 a.m. For our services.
Okay. And is there a website?
Yes, carlbphillips.com is my website. You can find out my music. I'm also a foodie. So when I go places, I take pictures of food and post it on my website.
Okay, great. Now, for those of you listening, when I say that he's in the studio, I am in Nashville, Tennessee. For those who are listening outside of Nashville and they don't know, because this show airs, you know, different places, so they don't always know where I am. So I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. He's here in Nashville. He dropped by the studios, and we broadcast from Fisk University, WFSK. And so when he leaves here, he is going to go and take a walk around the historic campus of Fisk University. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir. You know, it's amazing because I remember reading about the Fisk Jubilee Singers.
Yes.
So to be here, for me, it's like, wow, this is history.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, to remember that, you know, they went out singing to raise money for this campus.
Yeah.
So for me, this is like, wow, I'm amazed just to be able to be on this campus.
Amen. And so for those of you outside of the city, wherever you may be, and you come to this city of Nashville, Tennessee, come by and see me. The doors are always open, so that, you know, we can do a live interview. So that's how this works. And Mr. Carl B. Phillips, it has been an honor and a pleasure having you stop by and visit with us. And much continued success to you and your ministry and your CD project. And I just firmly believe that God is going to continue to take you through heights, and you're going to soar, and you're going to go places where doors are already open and ordained. And right now, God is just pulling you through, and just continue to walk in your faith.
I thank you so much for that. And again, I thank you for this opportunity.
Amen.
And I pray that those that are listening are continue to be blessed by what it is that you do also.
Yeah. Brother Carl B. Phillips, the CD project is called Great Rain. Once again, how can the people find out more about you and the project?
CarlBPhillips.com. Very simple. I'm also on all social media at Carl B. Phillips, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
All right. Shout out to John Bitten, one of your friends from back in Detroit.
Yeah.
That's right.
Dry bones. Can these dry bones live?
Yahweh. He was a guest on Real Gospel not that long ago. My friend, thank you so much for stopping by.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for the opportunity.
The Real Flashback Song of the Hour is up next. Please stay right there.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.